Lord, may there always be praise upon our lips. Thank you, God, as those precious writers of the Word of God, the forefathers of our faith, they learn to lift their hands to you. They learn, praise God, to surrender completely to you. Lord, help us. God, help us to not withdraw one bit. Help us to not be stiff-necked even a little. Help us, Lord God, to break up if there be any fallow ground. Lord, get in there, moisten it up. Lord, there's not much time. And Lord, only those that truly will abide and be found abiding in first love are ready. Lord, help us to be of those. God, use these words today to give us hope. Lord, abounding hope. God, the hope, Lord God, that stands assured and confident that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day. Lord, we believe you for it. We know that you will accomplish it. You've promised that you will perfect it. And we give you the praise in your finished work that made it all possible. In Jesus' name, amen. If you'd open your Bibles today, we'll begin in Psalm, and we'll begin in the Psalms of chapters 55 and 143. And God willing, today, the Lord has encouraged my heart in fellowship with his Spirit to think on and to thank him, truly thank him, about the times that we are truly overwhelmed. Yes, to thank him even in those times. And I pray that this will encourage you as the Lord encouraged my heart so sweetly as he needed to come in some mighty things these past weeks in my life to once again bring me the abounding hope in the time that I was overwhelmed. Listen to the words of precious David in that fifth verse of Psalm 55. It says in the fifth verse, "Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me." Go now on over to the 143rd Psalm. And brothers and sisters, there are many other places we could go where David was overwhelmed. But these two, I think, magnify at least what was going on in my life and what was so needful in the Word of God to encourage me. In Psalm 143:4, it said, "Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate." Now, brothers and sisters, we, I believe, by God's grace, can be honest with one another. There are times that we are just simply overwhelmed. I appreciate that. Once again, as I've already testified over these past weeks, I have to tell you there have been some things that have transpired. I know it wasn't David who wrote this. I will be confident in telling you it was me. Now, once again, this is the times where us Christians, we truly find ourselves just like a Christian whose name was Elijah. The amazing, and I'm talking about, you talk about wonders and miracles, spiritual triumphs that God had brought him through all through his life. But specifically there when he was facing those prophets of Baal, God encouraged his heart to trust him. As he stood there truly alone, but for God, against all of those enemies that were ready there to just cut him to pieces. And God allows him to trust him. God allows him to call upon the name of his God. And God allows him to bring down fire, powerful words, and then, praise God, the encouragement and the boldness of the Lord that God gave him those prophets. And instead of them slaying him, it said he slew them to pieces. But even though there were all of those things that he had walked through just moments before in the miracles of God that came forth through his life. There he found himself sitting under a tree, telling God, just take my life and let me die. Brothers and sisters, in case you do not understand or know this, I'll testify to you. No matter how much glory and grace we receive, we are still human. Yes, we are. Oh, yes, we are. And God help this man, and God help each and every one of us never to think of ourselves more than we ought. Amen. Now, you know, it wasn't just David and Elijah. Every single one of the forefathers of our faith, they all got overwhelmed. One of the most beautiful passages is in 2 Corinthians. This is speaking of the life and the testimony of the Apostle Paul. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, here's what Paul has to greet the Corinthians with early on in this second letter to them. In that 8th verse, Paul says, "For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble." Isn't that something? Paul wasn't trying to hide it. The Lord encouraged Paul. And I'm sure it took the Lord to encourage Paul to tell the truth about what was going on. And really what was going on with him, this wonderful vessel of the Lord, a chosen vessel unto me. This, the Apostle Paul, that praise be to God, was giving that wonderful mystery that had been hidden of Christ in the church, the mystery of the bride. But he said, you know what? Brethren, I don't want you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia. We were pressed out of measure. We were pressed out above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves. Wow, you thought it was going to change right there. That we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raises the dead. Oh yes, there was a but there. Who delivered us from so great a death and doth deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. I love that so much. I'd like to break it down just a little bit for you. And what Paul was saying, he's saying, brothers and sisters, you need to know about these severe trials. I'm talking severe trials that we experienced. All the hardships that we went through. And brothers and sisters, we were crushed. We were crushed. Beyond all ability to endure, so completely overwhelmed that we were ready to entirely give it up. This is the Apostle Paul. It felt like we had a death sentence written upon us. And you know what? We still feel that this day. But what it's taught us is to lose all faith in ourselves. Isn't that amazing how the Lord has to take us to those places time and time again? As we grow up in Him, He takes us to the places time and time again that we have to lose faith in ourselves. When we start to get just a bit of confidence in ourselves, God is faithful to bring it. And I'm telling you, I pray for you. If you're getting confident in yourself, you have a pastor that prays, God, bring it. Because I'm no respecter of person either in the prayer that the Lord puts on my heart for my life to win Him. And let me tell you something, it's fully going out for you too. But what it is He taught us to lose all faith in ourselves and to place all our trust in God. And place our trust in God who raises the dead. This is the God that raises the dead. This is the God, praise the Lord, that was raised, who took all of our sin, that had every bit of evil trying to keep Him in that grave. But He arose. He arose. He's not there. He arose. Praise the Lord. And it's that power, it's that wonderful power that we have, praise be to God, because of him that we trust in, who rescues us from death. And now, Paul says, our hope is in him to continue to deliver us from death yet again and again and again and again. Doesn't the word of God say that we're dying daily? That's not just saying here that this man is, hey, I'm getting closer to death no matter how I cut it. Sure, I could receive it like that. But this is why I'm dying daily. Because we keep facing it. Brothers and sisters, there's a plan in this. And truly the plan is, the Apostle Paul said, it's the loss of all things. And brothers and sisters, we start to begin to really understand that the loss of all things is the greatest gain. And I'm not talking about material loss. I'm talking about the loss that Jesus tells us of in Matthew 10. And in verse 39, he says it so sweetly and clearly in Matthew 10:39, and you know this, he that loses his life for my sake shall find it. He that loses his life for my sake shall find it. And I'll testify to you, brothers and sisters, this is probably the most uneasy thing that there is. It's not easy. But praise be to God, because of his faithfulness and because what he finished on the cross, because truly we have died, but it's understanding that and growing in that, that I'm brand new. I got a new life. But I'll tell you what, I'm thankful for this walk of faith, because he's showing me more and more every time, praise God, I'm losing myself for him. I'm losing myself in him. And I'm seeing, praise be to God, and I'm seeing it in you too. You know, that's all that's left is the beauty of him. That's why it's getting more beautiful. That's why, praise be to God, those that truly are entering in the more and more, it's getting more lovely all the time, isn't it? It's not getting darker, it's getting brighter. It's not getting less hope, it's getting more abounding in hope. Praise be to God, salvation with eternal glory is just a twinkling of an eye away. Oh, I thank God for this. Brothers and sisters, we're brand new. We're brand new. In Christ, every single one of us, hallelujah, are brand new. And that all new life, I want you to really understand this and hear this, that all new life isn't you. It's him. The all new life isn't you. It's him. And I will express this, because maybe you don't feel that way. But sometimes new and change can be really, really, really hard. I like staying in my zone. But then the Lord shows me I don't have a zone. I'm so far out of my zone that he laughs. And he brings these things up and he shows me, son, it don't have to be that hard. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. But you know, honey, you can make it as hard as you want. But remember this, I'm faithful. And I am going to finish the work that I've begun. And it's a good one. And you're mine. And I bought you with my blood. And I will never cease coming after you. Now, in that we know that it's not easy to change, we understand this as we are stripped away of ourselves. It's always like an unknown door, truly, of faith. Come on. It's like an unknown door. But by faith, you continue to walk in that unknown door. And it's amazing, brothers and sisters, the glory the revelation that even though it can be frightening, it's always the path to that new inheritance. I love what I find in Him. I love to discover more and more of the new man that lives in me because it's Him. See, and brothers and sisters, this loss of all things that gives us this greatest gain, God gives us grace to have the faith and understanding and knowing that it's the Word of God that's growing up in us. It's the Word of God. And I thank the Lord as the Word tells us, you know, it's sweet to the mouth, but truly, have you accepted and understand how bitter to the stomach? As you feast upon this, as we eat the strong meat, the sufferings come. These fiery trials, brothers and sisters, I'm talking about fiery trials, and they come in a lot of different ways. But as I thank the Lord, and I've been able to testify as Paul testifies here, I don't want you ignorant. And by the grace of God, I don't want you ignorant. I'll testify to you. Praise God. I might not be on a ship. I might not be on a missionary journey. But I'll tell you what. I have distresses. By God's grace, we all, and I can testify to you, pressed out of measure. Things, brothers and sisters, we can understand events in our lives that can surprise us. And I'm talking whether it's health, accidents, things of that nature. But I'll tell you what, the deepest things have been the things that have caught me unaware. Not understanding truly how wonderfully and fearfully God made me for Him. And yes, I go back to this time and time again, because by the grace of God, I want to be as David. Lord, search me. Search me. Heal me of my self-righteousness. Heal me of any shred of leaven or legality that somehow, some way, I'm coming to you. Well, I'll tell you this. In that desire that He's put in you to be only found in His righteousness, there's things He will show you that are still in your flesh. Not to yield to them. Not to allow them to reign over you. You got a new man in you. And I pray every one of us here today, by the grace of God, and if you don't have it, have the power of His might, the Holy Ghost in you. Get filled. I'm so thankful you hear the Word of God, but for this precious message to truly work its fullness in you, you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. You could study. You could go through all the study books, all of whatever you want to go through. If you're not filled with the Holy Ghost, I'll preach to you the truth. I won't soft sell this. I don't want to make you mad. I want to make you encouraged. I want to be a man of God that's not just here to give you fluff and say, well, we can do this and I'll be over here on that and all. But you know, if I get too much on this, I'm going to lose people. Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you right now, if you're not filled, today's the day. Get filled with the Holy Ghost. Spirit's here. Thanks be to God. Be bold in the Lord and the power of His might. Go on. Because this is the stuff we're talking about in winning Him, and you're going to have the power of His might to overcome. You're going to have the power of His might to have love that's shed abroad in your heart. To truly understand. And to truly love one another. And to love this message of grace. And to love those that stand in His grace. And to love those that minister His grace. This is what this is. Now, brothers and sisters, I'll tell you what, it's not a bed of roses, is it? When we see the change of the Lord becoming reality in our lives, But man, the glory, praise God, that we're no longer placing our confidence in my ability or what I see, but it's always in the promises of God. And those have been the most joyful and happy people I've ever met, that just boast in the Lord, that my boast is in Him. My thankfulness is in Him. My joy is in Him. And it's not just for me, it's for you. And I know God will work in you to will and to do of His good pleasure. I'm confident of it. And I thank the Lord that He did make us all different. We're not the same. We're all different. We all have different problems. We all have different issues. I've never walked in your shoes and you've never walked in mine. How could I judge you? I believe you gather in this place the same reason I do. God graced us to have a heart to hear His truth. I believe the Lord that told me, He said in His word, there's a high calling for God in Christ Jesus. I want to win Him. I appreciate Brother praying and thanking our bridegroom. I know that. I know His voice. I know the voice of my Savior. I know the voice of my Father. But I know the voice of my beloved. He's given me that ear that goes into my heart, that I hear the voice of my beloved. And what happens is you transform. And the only way you're going to transform into that diamond is you've got to be pressed. You've got to be squeezed. You've got to be challenged. It's got to get hot. And then you think you're done. And then, oh, then you got to be chipped and cut. And you know what that takes? Other diamonds. That's why we pray for one another. I've learned just a little bit, even these past weeks. The enemy thinks he's getting an advantage of things. He ain't getting no advantage. No. Lord's doing a work. Lord's making it plain. I grew up so hard, sometimes always trying to, I guess, justify myself, especially when I knew I was right about something or whatever it was. And then I found even that is futile. Think about our Jesus. Think about what He knew. Think about who He is. And yet, when He was reviled, He didn't revile. When He was struck, He didn't strike. When He was abused and innocent, and there's just a couple times that I am. He didn't say a word. Brothers and sisters, God always gives us more in the lowest times. Don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid of it. He always does. I tell you, the Lord, again, gives us more in the lowest times because it's the way He works. He gives grace to the humble, the Word of God says. It says that He rejoices and is drawn to a broken heart and a contrite spirit. And as we begin to see all this, as God, again, gives us this testimony of His love, it takes all these experiences. And I'm specifically talking about the fire that you are in right now. I'm specifically speaking to my life and to yours by the Holy Ghost, the fire that each one of us want to get out of so badly. But it's got to be just that. It has to be that. It can't be anything but. And it's got to be completely on the Lord's timing. Because by the grace of God, He always wants to bring us to the place of the psalmist. As it says in Psalm 61:2. David said, "From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. But here I go. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I." And oh, how the Lord began truly to enlighten my eyes. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I don't want to be esteemed or admired in the eyes of men. By the grace of God, you know what? I just want to be faithful in a few things. I'm beginning to truly see, by the grace of God, the last shall be first. And I thank God how sweet He is. I know, and I'm really beginning to know this. You can say whatever you want to think if you believe me or not. I know I'm the least here. I'm the least, because I know what He wants. He wants me to be the greatest over there. And that's okay. You know why? Because I'm learning to say, "I trust you, Jesus. I trust you, Jesus. I trust you with my life. I trust you with my life. I'm yours. I'm yours." He told me that a long time ago. That's not something that I decided. His love taught me that. I'm yours. I am my beloved's. And His desire is toward me. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father, so in Jesus' name. And Lord, thank you for your tender words today. Lord, thank you for these words of grace and love, encouragement, and understanding, Lord, of how you have made us. And Lord, the need of you always, and the need of you in knowledge and understanding. And truly the need of you in your compassion and in your love and your tenderness. And Lord, help us to be kind. Help us, Lord, to be what you have come to live in our life, to grow up, to manifest. That the fruit of the Spirit would just come forth in such abundance. But that we would never, ever forget the very first part, and without that, none will follow. Love. And I thank you, Lord, for we are here to know the love of Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.